We're back on the Early Edge, and it's time to talk some AFC win totals. And Larry, Alex, and RJ, let's start with the AFC East. Really compelling at the top, in my opinion, as we take a look at the win totals brought to you by BetMGM. Bills, 10.5. Patriots, 10.5. And then a pretty big drop-off to the Jets at 5.5 and the Dolphins at 4.5. RJ, it does feel like a two-team race here. Which team do you like from an under or over standpoint?
Yeah, I like playing the Patriots over 9.5 at minus 145. You know, regression seems inevitable. People talk about how easy their schedule was last year. So a lot of people think they'll fall off, and the Bills are the favorites in that division. But they do play in an easy division where the only threat is the Bills, and they have a new coach, new defensive coordinator, new defensive scheme they're transitioning to. So we'll see how that goes for them. But the New England defense is excellent. Zach Kerr really came to his own as the play caller there in the playoffs. Really put together some great game plans, and I think he's going to do some terrorizing of the Bills in those matchups. So I'm rooting for my Bills. I'm hopeful for my Bills, but I think the Patriots might win that division, especially if the offensive line can play a little bit better than they did on the stretch last year. Now, granted, in the playoffs, they had a lot of tough matchups with teams like, you know, the Broncos and those Seahawks that can get after the quarterback. So won't be always be as difficult, but I think the Patriots are better than people are giving them credit for.
Alex, you agree, and you like the idea of taking the win total down to 9.5 and paying the juice.
I'm right there with RJ. Yeah, I just look at this Patriots team. They have the 10th easiest schedule based on projected win totals. We've got Drake May coming off a finish second in the MVP voting. We look at the offseason additions, A.J. Brown, Romeo Doubs, Elijah Vera Tucker, Draymond Jones, Kevin Byard. I really think the Patriots made it a focal point to get better in the offseason from a talent standpoint. And yeah, I just look at the division as well. I think it's fairly wide open, and I love what I saw from the Patriots last season. I think this is definitely a 10-win football team.
All right, Larry, the other team that we haven't talked about yet are the Buffalo Bills. Are we taking the over on the win total or the under?
I'm going to go under 10.5 at even money. I agree that the Patriots have a shot to win this division. And as a first-time head coach with a new defensive scheme, you don't want to start the season the way the Bills have to. At Houston to start, then you get the Lions, the Chargers, the Patriots, and the Rams. Those are your first five games. And then if you look towards the end of the season, they have four short week games where they'll be at a disadvantage, in terms of rest. And, you know, DJ Moore, that's great. I'm not sure he's a true number one receiver. And I just don't think the Jets are an automatic two wins. I think the Dolphins are definitely an automatic two wins. But I think the Jets have improved their talent base enough. They have a respectable quarterback that you can't just write the Bills and Patriots in for four automatic wins.
RJ, I got to follow up with you on the AFC East before we get to the AFC North. You're the big Bills fan. Do you like the Bills to win the division? I mean, there's a minus number in front of them. It's in that minus 120 to minus 130 range, but I know you're going to be objective here. Is this a stay away, or do you like the Bills to win the AFC East?
I'm objective to a point. I'm the eternal Bills pessimist, so I don't know if I'm the best judge here, but I think the Patriots are a great value. I bet them at plus 150 a little bit earlier in the offseason. I believe they're around plus 125. I would still play them. I think these teams should be even at best, just not knowing how good a head coach Joe Brady is going to be and with this transition to the new defense. So I think the value here is definitely on the Patriots to win the division.
Let's go to the AFC North. Let's look at the win totals there. And then, Alex, I'm going to start with you in terms of which one of these you like on the over or the under. The Ravens, no surprise at 11.5. Bengals, 9.5. Steelers, 8.5. And the Browns, oh, that might be too high, at 6.5. Prop Stars, what do you like?
I think there's some major questions about this Baltimore Ravens team, especially at such a high number of 11.5 wins. I don't look at this roster as one of the really, truly elite rosters in the NFL on paper. You lose John Harbaugh. I also have some major question marks as far as the pass catchers are concerned. I think there's a real lack of explosiveness. You lose Isaiah Likely, who's probably their second most explosive pass catcher, out of Zay Flowers. If Zay Flowers were to get injured, there is a real problem at both wide receiver and tight end. Relying on Mark Andrews at this stage of his career as well is a big question mark to me. I also think it's fair to wonder if Derrick Henry is finally going to regress. The amount of miles and tread he has on the proverbial tires at this point. So I just look at this Ravens team. I had questions about the front seven as well. I think the secondary is still very good, but I just don't think this is truly one of the elite rosters in the NFL. And I think they've had some major subtractions in the offseason that are ultimately going to cause them to fail short to win 12 games.
RJ, you and Alex on the same page yet again here. Anything to add to the Ravens under?
Yeah, it's wild to see them valued as the top team in the AFC when they're transitioning to a first-time head coach new into the system. We've seen that defensive-minded head coach sometimes take a little time. Mike McDonald, you know, Alex and I were high on the Seahawks when he came in, knowing that they had talent and he was a very good defensive coach. And it still took a year for them to reach the heights they needed to, and it took the right offensive coordinator there. Is Declan Doyle that guy? You know, Lamar's talking him up, but he's a 30-year-old inheriting the offensive coordinator position after coming out under Ben Johnson's wing. So we'll see if he can spread his wings on his own and have success there. But I think the market is already taking the most optimistic path it can with the value there. So I like the under on Baltimore, and we'll see. Maybe they're a year away for Jesse Minter, but I think the value's got to be on the under with the Ravens.
Let's go to another under, Larry. I don't see a lot of wins looking at the Cleveland Browns schedule.
Yeah, you can go under 6.5, but that's heavily juiced. I'll go under 5.5 at around even money, because quarterback is the most important position in all of sports. And you're talking about Deshaun Watson or Shedeur Sanders and then Dylan Gabriel. I mean, this is a bad, bad situation. They're just waiting to get out of Deshaun Watson's contract and start over in 2027. You trade away your best player in Myles Garrett. The defense still has talent, but offensively, you know, no depth behind Judkins, no depth behind Fannin at tight end. I just see, you know, another 4 or 5 win season with a first-year head coach.
Yeah, I totally agree. Deshaun Watson's really bad. And I don't know how much better Shedeur Sanders is. I actually think he gives that team the best chance to win, but I also don't think that's saying much. I would take the under 5.5 as well, Larry. Let's look at the AFC South win totals here. And predictably, we're going to have the Texans near the top here at 9.5, Jaguars at 8.5, Colts at 7.5, and down the line, the Titans at 6.5. Prop Stars, you and I agree on this one. We don't see a lot of wins or enough wins for the Titans to get to 7.
We certainly do agree here, Sia. Yeah, 6.5 after finishing 3-14 last year, heading into this year, I did not like the offseason from the Titans. You spend $200 million on Wandale Robinson, Jonathan Franklin Myers, and Alante Taylor. I just think, again, spending that sort of money, you would want 3 better impact players. And look at Cam Ward's progression. I just still think he's far away from being a top 15 quarterback. I just look at the rest of the roster. I really don't think this team is that good. Look at the rest of the division as well. I think this division is somewhat underrated, at least at the top. You've got 2 really good teams, in my opinion. So, yeah, I just think this Titans team is still far away. I think they're the 4th best team in the division. I think 7 wins is a big ask for this roster, even if Cam Moore does take a step forward. So just question marks all over the roster. I just don't think this is a 7-win football team.
RJ, Alex referenced the 2 teams at the top, of course, which would be Jacksonville and Houston. You like Houston's over?
Yeah, I really want to love the Jaguars this year because I think that the market is undervaluing them. They were a very good team, and then the schedule came out, right? And they lost 2 home games to London in back-to-back weeks, one of them against the division rival Texans. I don't see how that's fair at all, that they have to go play their home game against the Texans in London. So I kind of flipped to the Texans here, going over their total 9.5. Offense had a lot of key contributions from rookies last year. It could take a leap with a full offseason of preparation. They got a legit running back in place now with David Montgomery. We know that position was a mess going into last year with Joe Mixon, you know, a curious injury. Nobody knew when he'd come back, and it turned out it was never for them. Defense going to be elite once again with the schedule makers giving them that break for the Jaguars. I think they go ahead and win the division, even though I don't love the value there. So I'm going to play them over 9.5 wins. I think they get to 10 pretty securely in this season.
Larry, pretty detailed analysis there. You agree. Anything to add to RJ?
Well, today's a big day because Tank Dell is practicing in pads for the first time since he got injured in 2024. That's another weapon for CJ Stroud. I really love what they did in terms of bringing in Wyatt Teller, Braden Smith, help CJ Stroud get comfortable. And the reports are his footwork is better, his accuracy is better, maybe because he's got a better offensive line.
Yeah, if the offensive line is improved and C.J. Stroud is improved in any appreciable way, I mean, this is definitely a Super Bowl contender. I don't think I'm breaking any news there. And oh, by the way, really great guy to root for in Tank Dell, considering his injury history. Talked about John Metchie earlier. Sterling Shepard was one of those guys last year I was really rooting for because of his history of injuries. Let's go to the AFC West win totals. This is a really strong division, obviously. And we've got the Chiefs that have mostly been the captain of this division, and they're at the top here at 10.5 wins. Chargers at 9.5, tied with the Broncos, and the Raiders trailing at 5.5. Larry, what do you like?
Well, the Chargers have gotten to 11 wins in each of Harbaugh's first two seasons, and I see them getting to at least 10 again because that's what Harbaugh does. And he didn't even have his starting tackles last year. They both are healthy, talking about Slater and Joe Alt. And you bring in Mike McDaniel, and what is he going to do with all of that speed? They add Keaton Mitchell. They add a receiver who runs sub 4 340. So I am very high on the Chargers and Mike McDaniel to get to at least 10 wins.
Alex, if I had to give a take on the Chargers, it would be word for word what Larry just said. You also agree?
I fully agree. Yeah. Larry mentioned consecutive 11 win seasons. I look at the offensive playmakers. I think Ladd McConkey can have a big bounce back year. You add Charlie Kohler. He's been a big star through training camp as well. And Larry didn't mention the Chargers defense. Quietly, the Chargers defense was fifth. Fewest yards allowed last season. They were top five in basically every defensive metric. This is a very good defense, bringing back nearly every starter as well. So I think this Chargers team is extremely balanced. Cannot overstate enough the importance of the two tackles being healthy, Joe Alt and Rashawn Slater. So keeping Justin Herbert upright, which has plagued him throughout his career, I really think they have 13 or 14 win upside heading into year three of this Harbaugh football team. So love what they did in the offseason. I think this is a very balanced, very talented roster. Yes, in a very tough division as well, but I think 10 wins, much closer to their floor than their ceiling.
RJ, a very tough division that includes the Broncos, where there's a lot of opinions on the Broncos. A lot of people think they're going to regress, and a lot of people think they're going to be just fine. What do you think?
Yeah, the market, I think, is treating what they did last season as pretty fluky, which is why you see this 9.5 win total. You see them third in division. Now it's behind the Chargers and Chiefs, and I get it. You know, you just heard the positive case for the Chargers. It's easy to love a team like that's upside. We know the Chiefs, you know, when they're healthy and Mahomes is healthy, they're near unstoppable, especially if they can get the offense back on track now that they've switching back to Eric Bieniemy at offensive coordinator. But I'm not treating the Broncos as a fluke. I mean, Bo Nix was not great. He was very conservative, throwing a lot of zero-yard passes, and they still went out and got the number one seed because that defense is elite. And they added some weapons in the offseason. They got Jaylen Waddle. They're probably going to add another one because eventually you know they're going to sign Taysom Hill, and Sean Payton's going to reunite with that. So you'll get a couple snaps from him a game, you know, doing what he does. But I think the Broncos have staying power with that defense. I think Nix has more upside than he showed last year, so they could be even better offensively with him playing better and Waddle now in tow for that offense. So yeah, this team could make a run in the number one seed again, and you're getting them third in the division in terms of win total and division odds. I think there's a lot of value playing there over.
That's a fair argument. And let's not forget the Broncos were a win away, if really a quarterback injury away potentially from heading to the Super Bowl and losing probably to the Seattle Seahawks. And that's where we're headed next. Ladies and gentlemen, next up, it's the NFC. NFC win totals. We'll cover every division with RJ, with Alex, and of course with RJ, excuse me, with Larry. That's next. We turn our attention to NFC win totals, and we will start with a division that's near and dear to me, the NFC East, near and dear to prop stars as well. It's the Eagles at 10.5, the Cowboys at 9.5, the Giants at 7.5, and the Commanders at 7.5. Now, I'm a Commanders fan, and RJ, I got to be honest with you. I just want to get this out of the way so I don't have to hear it again. Give me your take on your favorite win total.
Yeah, sorry. See, I'm going Commanders under 7.5, you know, getting plus 110. I think that's very good value. The skill positions are a mess. You know, Chigokonkwo, the new tight end, is effectively their second receiver. We've seen, like, you know, when he was with the Titans, you know, how that worked out for them. Daniels has to be magical, I think, to win 8 games. Styles is a good addition to the defense at linebacker. But that defense was a lot more than a linebacker away. I don't trust the pass rush that much. So I just don't see where the difference makers on this team are at the key positions you need, except for quarterback. And that presumes that Jaden Daniels is going to stay healthy and be as awesome as he was, you know, that rookie season. So I think getting plus money on the Commanders under win total is the way to go here.
Yeah, it's totally fair. The skill group is really, really not good. Maybe the best or worst wide receiver core in the league. Alex, talk to me about your favorite win total in the NFC East.
This might sound sacrilegious to the diehard Philadelphia Eagles fan, but I'm betting on the Giants here to go over 7.5 wins. This is partially a bet on John Harbaugh, one of the most successful coaches in NFL history. I think that's a massive upgrade when we talk about going from Brian Daboll to John Harbaugh, who's going to instill a lot of discipline, veteran leadership. And I just look at the roster. I think they have a lot of upside here, a lot of untapped potential, obviously Jackson Dart. But I really like what the Giants did in the offseason. They really revamped the wide receiver room, adding a lot of veterans, Darnell Mooney, Odell Beckham Jr., Juju Smith-Schuster, Braxton Berrios, Calvin Austin as well. They add guys like Patrick Ricard, who's a staple for this Ravens kind of physicality that Harbaugh is bringing over to the Giants, Tremaine Edwards as well. The offensive line was addressed in the draft here. So I like all the moves the Giants are making. I think they're going to be a lot more stable. I look at the front seven. I think they're going to be really dynamic, really explosive. It's going to be a very good defense. So, I think the Giants are definitely an 8-win football team in most scenarios. So I'll take them to go over 7.5 wins.
Now, you're a big Philadelphia Eagles fan. The gentleman who's producing this show, Sharon, a big Philadelphia Eagles fan, he basically said, cut the mic. But then you mentioned Braxton Berrios from the U, and like everything was totally fine. Larry, talk to me about your win total in the NFC East.
The Cowboys, I think it's their year. You look at the offense, everybody is back from a very explosive offense. Matt Eberflus is gone, which is an upgrade with new coordinator Christian Parker. But I just love what they did in the draft. You get Caleb Downs, maybe the best player in the draft, at the back end of that defense. You draft a couple of edge rushers. You keep Rashawn Gary. The defense has nowhere to go but up, and you have a favorable rest schedule in terms of the rest advantage they have over the other teams. This was pointed out by our colleague, Jeff Hockman, who pointed out they have a net 12-day rest advantage over their opponents. It sets up for the Cowboys to get to double-digit wins.
All right, and I'm going to do an alt total on Washington's over 14.5 wins. And for them, I'm going to parlay that with them winning the Super Bowl. Let's go to the NFC North and look at the win totals there, as I think this is an extremely competitive division from top to bottom. And yes, that includes the Minnesota Vikings. Lions at 10.5, Packers and Bears at 9.5, and the Vikings at 8.5. Larry, lead us off here. Over or under, and who's the team?
Didn't like what the Packers did this offseason, which wasn't much. They didn't have a first-round pick. Micah Parsons is still out. He's talking about week 6 as a return, but will he be full go then? So basically, you're talking about half the season without your best defensive player. The difference between him on and off the field was so stark last year. 23% pass rush win rate without him. 44% when he was out there, and it affected the running game as well. You lose Dobbs, you lose Wicks, Josh Jacobs getting up there in age. I mean, they're a solid team, they're a good team, but like you said, the division is brutal. I think they finish with 9 wins.
Prop stars, you agree here?
I fully agree. I believe the Packers have been a regression candidate for a while. I think this is the year it finally catches back up with them. Look at the offseason. Definitely the worst offseason in the division from a talent acquisition standpoint, for sure. I know Larry's very high on Matthew Golden. There's only so much I think he'll be able to do for the Green Bay offense. I just look at the rest of the defense. I think they were significant overachievers last year as well. So this team has regression written all over it to me. I also look at the rest of the division. It's going to be hyper competitive. It would not shock me whatsoever if Green Bay finishes fourth in the division. So I think it's going to be a tough year for the Packers. I think they catch up to them this year from a talent standpoint. I would put them fourth in this division. So I'm going to go under on their 9.5 win total.
That Matthew Golden thing was a bit of an inside joke for the Early Edge Morning Show, which you can catch every Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock on the Sportsline YouTube channel. Make sure you're subscribed to Sportsline over at YouTube. RJ, again, I mentioned it. I think this division is competitive top to bottom. I think there's an outside chance Minnesota could actually win the division. You like their win total over.
You're speaking my language. We're doing that. Speaking of sports, we're doing an NFL futures fantasy draft. All four of you guys are, all three of you guys are in it with me. And I just drafted the Vikings over 8.5 as my 5th round pick because I really like this team. You know, the quarterback was a disaster last year, the quarterback situation. They still finished with a positive point differential and a winning record. That's credit to the coaching staff there. especially Brian Flores. You know, the defense may not look as scary on paper as it has in some years, but you can trust him to get it done. I think he's going to go out there, put a top 10 unit on the field again. And then if Kyler Murray can elevate that offense with his play at quarterback, which I believe he's capable with the quality of receivers he has at his disposal, this team could certainly go out and win the division. I think they're going to win at least 10 games. I think they're a great value in a lot of futures markets, like make playoffs, but especially 8.5, just playing -110 on the over.
All right, let's move to the NFC West. Speaking of competitive divisions, I think we all agree probably the best division in football. Oh, excuse me, it's the NFC South. I'm sorry, I thought we were already at the NFC West. Okay, this is actually the opposite of what I just said. Not very competitive at all. I guess these win totals are close, though. Buccaneers, 8.5. Saints and Panthers, 7.5. And the Falcons at 6.5. Prop Stars, I'm going to start with you. You've always been kind of on the Bucs train.
I have been, and I'm going to continue to ride them heading into this season. I know it was a really struggle down the stretch for them last year, but Baker was playing hurt. He was hobbled. He had a sprained MCL and PCL from week two. The difference we saw from 2024 to 2025 in Baker was a drastic drop off. This guy was legit a top five MVP candidate the year prior. So I really think we're going to see Baker healthy. I know it hasn't exactly been a perfect offseason for him from the standpoint he's been kind of speaking out about the Bucs, but ultimately I think when he's on the field, this guy is going to be significantly improved. I look at the rest of this division. While I'm somewhat high on the Saints, I think the definitely the arrows pointed up. The rest of the division, Atlanta and Carolina, not very good. So I just think the Bucs team is much more balanced, both offensively, defensively. I think the talent is certainly with this Bucs team. I think if we see Baker look more like the 2024 version versus the 2025 version, this team can certainly win 9 games. So I look at the Bucs, I still think they're the class of this very soft division here. So I'll take Tampa to go over 9 wins.
RJ, you and Larry are on the same pick. This, by the way, in that draft that you referenced, this was my second round pick. I absolutely love it. And RJ, I'm going to let you speak for Larry here. Talk to me about the Panthers under.
I don't think it was, because it was my first pick. It was my second overall pick, was the Panthers under 7.5 at -130.
Titans. They played like Titans. I'm sorry. You're right.
They played like a 6.5 win team last year. Both tackles are hurt, like Larry mentioned. So Freeland needs to be great right away. Who knows if a rookie can come in and do that? I think that with the tackle injuries, then Bryce Young's going to take a lot of shots like he did in his rookie season, which he made it through to his credit. But we know he's small stature quarterback. I don't know if he's going to be able to hold up to this. I think we're going to see a decent amount of Kenny Pickett this year. I like playing under 7.5. They just don't have to play to the level they did last year. And I think they could be worse with the injuries they've been dealing with. So Panthers could make a run for the number one pick here. You know, it could get bad for the 3-4 run, but I think they'll at least top out at like 6 or 7.
You're right, RJ. Obviously, I wanted to take this one and it wasn't available. I ended up taking the Titans under. Let's go to the NFC West, the division I was talking about before. Three of the best teams in football. Pretty obvious statement here, and the Cardinals trailing with a 4.5 win total. Rams at 11.5, and the Niners and Seahawks at 10.5. Larry, kick us off here.
I hate the overused cliche about a team being disrespected, but has a Super Bowl champ ever been this much, discounted going into the season or less talked about than the Seahawks? I mean, this was the third best Super Bowl champ in the history of DVOA, according to Aaron Schatz. So they're just absolutely loaded on defense. When you talk about the front line, the defense, there's so many stars on that defense. Yes, they have to replace Clint Kubiak. Yes, they have to replace Kenneth Walker, but I like the running back, Jadarian Price, out of Notre Dame, the second best running back on his team and the second best running back in the country. I think he will come in and do enough to at least help the Seahawks, compensate for the loss of Kenneth Walker. Give me over 10.5.
Alex, you and RJ on the same play here. I'm going to let you speak for the group.
Yeah, going under 10.5 wins on San Francisco. Listen, I think there's a big gap between the Rams and the Seahawks and the 49ers here. I don't think the 49ers are in the same class from a talent standpoint as the Rams and the Seahawks here. I look at the 49ers offseason, not very impressive. You're relying on Mike Evans at this stage of his career, in addition to Christian Kirk, to really bolster the offense. I don't think there's enough playmaking. I think we're also relying on Christian McCaffrey, with the amount of wear and tear that he's had on him, I have some major question marks there. The defense took a big hit last season, regressed significantly from years previous as well. The run defense in particular. So I just look at this 49ers roster, at least compared to the top of the division, and I just think there's holes all over it. I think a lot of this just has to do with the respect that they have because of Kyle Shanahan, because of their previous success. So I don't think this 49er team is an 11-win team. Difficult schedule as well. So I'm going under 10.5 wins for San Francisco.
A completely fair argument. Gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We still have more NFL to talk about. And if you want picks from RJ and articles from RJ and Larry and Prop Stars, a.k.a. Alex, sportsline.com/join. You get all the model plays, got DFS plays. We cover every sport. We also cover every sport over in the Discord. That's discord.gg/sportsline. And again, sportsline.com/join if you want to become a member. Well, I want some division betting bets with these three. That's what's coming up next on The Early Edge. Let's talk division winners. But before we do that, RJ, Alex, and Larry, let's talk about which competition, which division is going to be most competitive. I thought we kind of addressed it before, but which one are you locked in on, RJ?
I like the NFC North. You know, I talked up the Minnesota. I have love there. Chicago, you know, has a great head coach. Maybe they'll stave off some regression there, you know, and I agree with Alex that Green Bay might be the worst team of the four. It might be a surprising last place team. So they all finished above 500 last year. I think they might be able to do it again this year. So I like the NFC North.
Yeah. And the flip side is all four could have good seasons. I mean, obviously they're not, but you could make the argument for any of them. Alex.
I think it's a toss-up between the NFC North and the AFC West. RJ made a good case for the NFC North, but I look at the AFC West, those top three teams, obviously the Broncos, Chargers, and Chiefs. They all look like 10-plus win teams to me, potential Super Bowl contenders. I could also see the Raiders making some improvements as well, obviously overhauling everything basically in the offseason, highlighted by acquiring the first overall pick as well. So I think the AFC West definitely stacked, definitely going to be very competitive, particularly at the top between the top three teams.
Both Wests, really. NFC West and AFC West. Larry, what are you focused on?
I like the AFC West just because of the ceiling of those three teams. Denver with the elite defense, getting Jalen Waddle, you know, Patrick Mahomes healthy again with Kenneth Walker in his backfield, and the Chargers. We talked about all the Chargers love that me and Alex have. So those are three legit AFC title contenders and Super Bowl contenders in one division.
All right, gentlemen, let's go rapid fire here a little bit. Larry, I'll start with you. Favorite division winner bet?
You can get over 2-1 with the Dallas Cowboys. And in my mind, they really just have to beat out the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles will be good again, no question about it. But let's see how A.J. Brown's absence affects the passing game. And I just love what the Cowboys did on defense. The offense should be explosive again. The defense has a new coordinator, a lot of young, new talent, led by their first round pick. I'll take the Cowboys plus 235.
I hate to say it, but I like this pick. RJ, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex talked down the Falcons when he was talking NFC South. I kind of like them this year. I like them at plus 425. I don't think they're the worst team in the division. I think that's very valuable odds to play in what I think is a wide open division. The Jalen Walker injury sucks. You know, he tore his ACL this week. So that tampers my high I've been on them. But that defense has solid depth at the edge as long as James Pierce is not suspended for too long. Kevin Stefanski coming in has more to work with on offense than he ever did at Cleveland with those weapons there, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, and Tua Tagovailoa. If he can get some protection, which it was a struggle for him in Miami, he could be a very good quarterback if you can protect him. And Atlanta, as we know, has a very good offensive line. So I don't like them being last in a division with no good teams. I think they're a very good value at plus 425.
Alex, talk to me about the Bears.
I think they provide tremendous value, plus 325. I know I mentioned and RJ mentioned how competitive the NFC North is going to be, but I just think this is a big season for Caleb Williams. If we look at Caleb Williams' career, he has made massive improvements year to year, dating all the way back to USC. So I think heading into year three here, second year in the Ben Johnson offense, I really think this is a potential MVP season for Caleb Williams. Love what they did solidifying the offensive line as well. Playmakers all over the place. Colson Loveland looks like to me a young Travis Kelce. I think he's going to have a fantastic season. So I think the arrow is pointed very high for Chicago. The defense has a lot of untapped upside as well. So very high heading onto the season. season for Chicago and Caleb Williams.
Good stuff, gentlemen. Again, don't go anywhere because we still have more to cover in the NFL. Make or miss the playoffs with some big ticket teams, the Bears, the Cowboys, the Jags, the Bucks. That's coming up next on The Early Edge. How about some make the cut or miss the cut with respect to the playoffs with Larry, Alex, and RJ? We're going to start with the Chicago Bears. And Alex, you just sung the praises of the Bears. I know you think they're going to make the playoffs. They're plus 110 to do so, minus 135 over at BetMGM. RJ, what say you?
Yeah, I'm on the fence. I could go either way on the Bears. So if you give me plus odds on either side, I'll probably take it. But I agree with Alex's arguments there. So at plus 110, I'm going to play them and hope that Ben Johnson can take another leap here with them.
Larry.
No issues with the offense. It'd definitely be explosive again, but you got 33 turnovers last year. You led the league in takeaways. That is not going to happen again. You had one major defensive acquisition, Kobe Durant. He's already hurt long-term, won't be back till late in the season. And they just don't have a pass rush beyond Montez Sweat. So I think the defense will keep them out.
Yeah, I kind of lean that way. I love Ben Johnson, but I kind of lean that way. Let's go to the Dallas Cowboys to make the playoffs at plus 100 or the no is minus 120. Alex, talk to me.
I'm a bit on the fence here. I could go either way. I go slight lean to no. I think the Eagles are definitely the standout team in this division. I look at the Giants as being significantly upgraded as well. Last year at times, this Cowboys defense was historically bad. I know they made some improvements over the offseason, but I just think there's still a lot of holes on the Cowboys here. I ultimately will side with no.
Larry, we know you like the yes from the previous segment. RJ, what say you?
I'm also on no. It's too tough for me to put him in there with two elite NFC West teams and me being high on the NFC North. So I think they need to win the division. If you like them, play them to win the division. But I think the Eagles are going to win that division. Their defense is so good and the offense has enough there. So I'm going to be a no on the Cowboys at minus 120.
All right, let's go to the Jacksonville Jaguars, a team that people have very divisive opinions on. Minus 115 to make the playoffs, minus 105 to the no on the playoffs. RJ.
Yeah, I'm a yes. The schedule doesn't do him any favors. I moaned about losing two home games to London. You know, I don't think that's very fair, but shop around because they're a good play for me in market where you can find them in plus odds. And I was able to play them at plus odds. And at that number, I do like them as a yes for sure.
Larry, what say you?
Just like the Bears who are bound for some turnover regression, same thing with the Jags. 31 turnovers last year, second most in the league. You remember all those late game turnovers they benefited from, like Nico Collins fumbling when the Texans were about to beat them. They lost a lot of key defenders. Again, a good offense. The defense will hold them out.
Alex, break the tie.
I'm a yes here. I want the opportunity to gas up Parker Washington, who I think is an absolutely massive breakout candidate here. I think he has 12 to 1400 yard upside as a full-time slot player and the number one wide receiver for Trevor Lawrence. So I love Parker Washington from the season-long prop standpoint. If you can get him under 800 yards, I think it's an incredible value.
Yeah, you gave that out on the morning show some time ago. All right, we got 60 seconds. Bucks to make the playoffs. Alex, we already know it's a yes for you. RJ, what is it for you? Plus 125 to the yes.
Yeah, lean no for me at minus 150. That organization seems close to falling apart with Baker unhappy, Vea requesting a trade. So I'm going to be on the no there.
Larry?
Yeah, it's gotten stale with Todd Bowles, 35 and 33 in 4 years. Mike Evans decided that he had a much better chance to win with the Niners. I'm going to say no, and I'm going to say that the Todd Bowles era will come to an end.
Gentlemen, 20 seconds. Which division wins the Super Bowl? Alex, just the division.
I got to go AFC West here. It's the top three teams Larry mentioned. Just the upside is 12 to 14 wins here. So I think Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers, one of those three teams.
RJ, you like the AFC West as well. Larry, what do you like?
NFC West got the two best teams in football.
Yeah, I mean, just to pick one of those two divisions and call it a day. All right, gentlemen, absolutely love it. Thank you, Larry, Alex, RJ. Much more coming from you with respect to the NFL and also on the Early Edge Morning Show every Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock on the Sportsline YouTube channel. Everyone, thanks for joining us today. Can't wait for NFL. Buckle up for the Hall of Fame game tomorrow. We'll see you next time on the Early Edge.
Hello, and welcome to Pluto Phone. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, The Matrix, Transformers, Rise of the Beasts, or Mean Girls.
That is so fetch.
Just stream it for free on Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.